Okay, let us start with what happened from the end of December 2019 all the way up to May 31st, 2020. Okay, so someone ate a bat. Let's just start with that. The beginning of 2020, the worst year probably of our lives. For Americans and other people who are in such a pandemic of staying inside, using face masks and gloves, which is the most ridiculous thing, because a widespread disease named Corona was spread from a place which has killed probably dozens of thousands of people in the past month, probably. When we get to January, everybody was not happy, not thrilled about staying inside. We didn't think about it at first as Americans, but once it came to the U.S., we started freaking out. People were getting sick and not getting a cure for whatever it was. Fast forward to people in school. We had to stay inside and did online. People hate it. People loved it. People might even fail from it. But schools and everybody want to make sure kids were safe. Make sure that workers were only used for essential reasons. Not for something else. They made restaurants closed. Dentists. Doctors closed. Except for hospitals. But they're on standby as always. Restaurants. Hair salons, barbers, everybody was going crazy. Even, I would say, toilet paper was quickly, just like that, out of nowhere, disappeared. And for some reason, don't know why, we couldn't find a cure. We couldn't get cough medicine or anything. We seriously had to grab toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Of all things, people, why? Going forward, we had finally had restaurants open again. Many things open, but we had to wait in line 6 feet apart as ways to prevent this pandemic from spreading from people to person to person. Fast forward to May. Protests have been starting out violently because a man named George Floyd was murdered by Minneapolis police. They didn't understand he could not breathe because they were pinning him down. An officer had his knee on his neck, preventing air through and out of his airways through his mouth and nostrils, while two other people were on him, holding him down. George Floyd was sitting up there begging for him to get off his neck so he could breathe, while other officers were standing by, not looking at him. As protests begin and probably follow through to June, people have been dying. People have been getting shot by rubber bullets, paint guns, tear gassed, pepper sprayed. Many people have lost their lives because of these protests. Many of which are probably highly doubted or highly effective by police. I watched an anonymous call that was sent out, and it said that Minneapolis has caused many brutally police murders and was used corruption in their defense. Many people lost their lives because of them. Many of which were Black Lives. There's now a stance for hashtag Black Lives Matter. This is just history repeating itself over again. Many people have died because of police brutality. So no more of this corona is in effect. Not for these protests. They don't care about the corona. They want to fight for people who were unlawfully accused or unlawfully murdered of sake of police brutality. I just sat and watched a video of a girl, a little girl, crying in pain because she was pepper sprayed by a police officer. That is terribly, god-awfully sad to see a little girl who was just there peacefully, probably with her mother or father, peacefully protesting in case she gets sprayed. A little girl should not go through that ever. Not at the age of that. I sat, saw two videos of a person carrying another man somewhere safe because he got shot by a rubber bullet, shot by police. This man was unarmed, the video said, along with a woman who was in the hospital because she was shot in the head or in the face with a rubber bullet. She was also there to peacefully protest. When people take it too far, when people out of nowhere come and they take things to the next level, it doesn't make sense. People who are there are peacefully protesting are getting murdered because of these violent crimes are committed. They're getting violently beaten because these aggressive protesters are taking action against police and letting peaceful protesters get the harm or getting the hit from them. And many of which, it also affected many states in the U.S. along with Florida. Tampa was looted, around 15 to 20 stores, or probably 10 stores, were looted, destroyed probably, along with police officers are also in different states getting attacked, along with New York PD are getting attacked. They don't feel safe, as I would say. Not only people don't understand that these police officers have families. As long as they don't understand, police officers might still have their backs. They may agree with the protesters saying George Floyd was unlawfully killed by a police officer, by not understanding that when a person says they can't breathe, you must act thoroughly. You must act as safely and well noticed of what's going on around them. Not just say you're fine or you're done. You gotta understand that some people are doing their jobs along with their protecting their profile, I guess, but it doesn't mean you can kill someone, especially a Black person, because this gets a lot of hate. But I understand that many people have probably lost many people in their lives, especially during this only protest. The way I see it, this is just history. This is where history comes behind us, stabs us in the back again, and say, this is what happens when you don't, when you forget about what happened in this year. 2020 is no longer a great year. It's more like a history coming from a long time ago where police were was brutal, and they're coming back to set forth on 2020. This is more like a death sentence to many, many people. I'm not on either side of this protest of May. I'd be neutral and well surrounded. If I ever go to these protests, I will help people in need. I will give out water to police officers. Tell them thank you for your service. And making sure nothing happens to anybody. Making sure that people are not getting hurt. Going to one of these is probably the best and worst ideas ever. Doesn't mean I'll go to one, but in the near future, if I ever see one and I'm in the area, I might just go to a store and buy medical supplies. Milk, probably, for people who got pepper sprayed. Buy lots of water. Mask. Some type of goggles, I guess. Headgear for hot days. But I will not stand for people to just sit there and just take things too far. It doesn't make sense to me. As we go on to the next day, June 1st of 2020, this will be the day of Pride Month, where people express their feelings. And again, this is also a crime. People, this is not a crime to pride people. There's also going to be some more crime going along. As I saw before, people are also going to cyberbully people who are in the pride community and take forth and harming those who support. All I have to say, 2020, you're not going to take us down. You're going to raise our spirits up into fighting in which we will not back down. This is Cartoon Taylor signing off on May 31st, 2020. I will see you next week on Sunday.